All right, let's dive in. Today we're going to be talking about Kristen Chenoweth
Oh, yeah.
and her powerful voice for love and acceptance in the LGBTQ plus community. And, specifically considering her Christian faith.
Okay.
So we've got some really insightful stuff here from Christian Culture News
Yes,
that
sir.
should give us some interesting angles on how she approaches this
Yeah.
and what it means for the LGBTQ plus community and for religious
I
circles.
think this will be really fascinating.
Yeah, our mission is to really kind of get to the heart of
Yeah, head of this
it.
intersection,
How
yep.
does it all come together?
Exactly.
We have someone with such a strong faith background and yet who is so visible and vocal.
Yeah.
An ally to a community that has often faced, what we would call marginalization
Right.
in religious spaces.
Yeah.
And by that, we mean kind of being pried to the edges of society, not
Yeah.
having equal rights and opportunities.
Absolutely.
So to set the stage a little bit, let's just talk about who Kristen Chenoweth is. Just in case some folks might not be as familiar with her whole career,
Okay.
she was born July 24th, 1968,
Okay.
in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Right.
And she is just,
Talented.
so talented,
Yeah.
just an incredible force in theater, film, and television.
Really across the board.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, her vocal range is
Right.
just, it's amazing. And she has this charisma that just draws you in, whether she's
Yeah.
on stage or screen.
Yeah.
So you probably know her best as Glinda in Wicked,
Oh, of course.
which she won a Tony for back in '99.
Wow. Yeah.
But she's got an Emmy and another Tony for other projects.
Wow.
And she's been in tons of TV shows like Pushing Daisies and The West Wing.
Right, yeah.
I mean, she's just had this incredibly diverse and successful career. But, beyond all of the awards and accolades, what really stands out to me is
Yeah.
just this consistent and passionate advocacy for the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah, and it's particularly powerful because someone with such mainstream appeal
Yes.
is being so outspoken for a community that has often faced significant challenges.
That's right.
And I wonder if, part of that is her artistic journey.
Yeah.
Working with diverse groups of people in the entertainment industry
Yeah.
probably broadened her perspective and deepened her understanding of different
Yeah.
lived experiences,
Right.
which could have solidified her commitment to inclusivity.
Totally. And to really understand where she's coming from, you have to understand her roots.
Okay, yeah.
So, Kristen grew up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Small town.
Yeah, in a deeply Christian home.
Okay.
Church was a regular part of her life, and that upbringing really instilled in her a strong moral compass and
Yeah.
a real sense of community.
I see. So that foundation was really there.
It was, yeah. And from a young age, she was involved in church activities,
Interesting.
singing in the choir, participating in theater
Oh,
productions.
wow.
And that's actually where her love for performing really blossomed.
That's so interesting
It's
how it all started there.
all connected.
Yeah.
But, as she grew and her world expanded,
Yeah.
especially through her work in the arts, her understanding of faith kind of evolved too.
Okay.
She's spoken about how the, inherently inclusive nature of the arts
Right.
really helped her develop a more compassionate and open-minded view,
Yeah.
particularly towards the LGBTQ plus community.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I think this upbringing
Yeah.
provides such a powerful lens through which she can speak to religious audiences.
Right.
She understands their values
Yeah.
while also advocating for this inclusion.
That's a great bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think building on that foundation of faith,
Yeah.
her exposure to these diverse communities, it brings us to this really important distinction
Yeah.
in how we talk about supporting the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay.
It's the difference between
Just tolerance and acceptance.
that's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
Let's really unpack that a bit.
Okay.
When we're talking about acceptance in this context, we're talking about actively and enthusiastically
Yeah.
embracing individuals for who they are.
Right.
It's about recognizing the inherent value in the diversity of
Yes.
sexual orientation and gender identity. It's
Absolutely.
about fostering environments where
Yeah.
LGBTQ plus individuals can thrive and feel safe
Yeah.
without constantly fearing judgment or discrimination.
It's affirmative.
Yeah.
It's saying you are welcome here.
Yeah.
You are valued. You belong.
Exactly.
Tolerance, on the other hand,
Yeah.
is often more passive.
Okay.
It's a more limited, sometimes grudging acknowledgement of difference.
I see.
It might suggest a willingness to coexist, but without genuine engagement or true understanding.
Yeah, and it can feel almost conditional.
Right, like, I'll put up with you.
Yeah, I'll put up with you. But I don't necessarily understand or embrace you.
Right, and in religious context, I think this difference can be even more profound.
Yeah.
Because traditionally, some religious doctrines might emphasize tolerance,
right,
encouraging people to,
yeah,
as you said, endure differences.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But true acceptance,
right,
the kind that Kristen seems to champion,
yeah,
really challenges believers to go deeper, to embrace LGBTQ plus members with genuine compassion and love.
With love, yeah.
And to really advocate for their full inclusion,
yeah,
within faith communities.
And I think that's crucial for LGBTQ plus individuals,
yes,
in religious contexts.
Yeah.
Because while tolerance might offer a space to exist,
that's right,
acceptance fosters a true sense of belonging and affirmation.
Right. And that's so vital for their,
yep,
well-being.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for their spiritual growth, too.
Right. And it's fascinating that Kristen Chenoweth,
yes,
explicitly talks about moving beyond this more limited idea of tolerance,
mm-hmm,
towards a deeper, more profound acceptance.
That's right.
She emphasizes that a real commitment to love,
yes,
in the context of the LGBTQ plus community,
yeah,
means truly understanding and supporting these, mm-hmm, individuals as integral parts of society.
Yeah.
It's about creating a culture,
yes,
that genuinely celebrates love in all its diverse forms.
And she doesn't just talk about it.
Right.
I mean, she actively demonstrates her support,
exactly,
for the LGBTQ plus community in really concrete ways.
Also.
So one of the most visible ways is, yeah, her frequent participation in Pride events across the country.
Okay.
And her performances there aren't just entertainment.
Right.
They send this really powerful visual message of solidarity,
yeah,
that can be incredibly affirming for attendees,
mm-hmm,
letting them know they're seen and celebrated.
Absolutely. And that visibility is so important.
It is, yeah.
You know, she's also been very vocal about the importance of,
yeah,
LGBTQ plus representation, not just in the arts, but in all aspects of life.
Absolutely.
And we see her commitment also in her collaborations with significant LGBTQ plus organizations.
Yes.
Like GLID and the Trevor Project.
That's right.
And, you know, partnering with an organization that,
yeah,
focuses on suicide prevention,
yeah,
among LGBTQ plus youth,
yeah,
really shows a deep commitment to their well-being.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just,
yeah,
verbal support.
Yeah, action.
It's saying,
sure,
I'm going to actively combat discrimination,
yeah,
and foster a greater understanding on a larger scale.
Exactly. And it's not just through these big events and partnerships.
Right.
She consistently makes,
yeah,
really impactful public statements,
yeah,
that resonate deeply with people.
What kinds of things does she say?
They often center on themes of love, acceptance,
mm-hmm,
the importance of living authentically.
Okay.
She really encourages people to support one another,
right,
especially when facing adversity.
Especially then.
Yeah. And let's not forget her philanthropic work.
Oh, okay.
She's been involved in numerous fundraising events.
Wow.
That are specifically aimed at supporting LGBTQ plus youth.
Okay.
Providing crucial resources for their mental health and overall well-being.
It sounds like she's going above and beyond.
She really is.
Just in terms of putting her beliefs into practice.
Absolutely.
So when we look at all of that, I mean,
yeah,
the impact of her advocacy on her fans,
but,
and the broader LGBTQ plus community.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
It is.
She's using her platform not only to champion rights,
yeah,
but also to cultivate a sense of belonging and safety,
right,
for people who may have felt historically marginalized,
right,
pushed to the edges of society.
We've heard stories from fans who say her authenticity and her open support have given them the courage,
oh,
to embrace who they are.
That's amazing.
There's even a story about a fan at one of her concerts.
Okay.
Who felt so moved by her message of acceptance that they were finally able to come out to their family.
That's powerful.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's a real testament to her impact.
It is.
And it's not just about individual stories.
Right.
Though those are incredibly important.
They are, yeah.
You know, her active participation in these initiatives,
yeah,
her collaborations with organizations, her fundraising efforts,
yeah,
all of that contributes to raising broader awareness.
That's right.
And providing tangible financial support for important causes.
Yeah.
She's amplifying voices.
Yes.
And becoming a beacon of light for so many.
Yeah.
Fostering this sense of pride and community.
This really highlights the role of celebrity,
yeah,
in social advocacy. You,
yeah,
know, someone like Kristen Chenoweth,
yeah,
with her level of fame and influence,
yeah,
has such a powerful platform to shape societal opinions,
uh-huh,
and even to shift cultural norms.
Totally. And I think it's also crucial to consider,
yeah,
how their visibility normalizes,
yeah,
LGBTQ plus,
yeah,
identities and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When someone who's widely admired and respected,
right,
openly supports the LGBTQ plus community,
yeah,
it reinforces positive representation,
mm-hmm,
and encourages more open public discourse.
Absolutely. And they serve as really important role models, too.
For sure.
By being out and vocal allies,
yes,
celebrities can help to combat the stigma,
right,
and foster a more inclusive environment.
And they can reach audiences who might not otherwise,
that's right,
be engaged with these issues.
Yes.
You know, they're educating them,
yeah,
and encouraging empathy.
That's right.
Exactly. And they can mobilize resources and attention,
yeah,
for advocacy campaigns in a way that few others can.
Absolutely.
You know, their participation in events,
mm-hmm,
their engagement in discussions, their support for policy reforms.
Yeah.
It can attract larger audiences, uh-huh, and amplify the voices of marginalized communities.
Absolutely.
They set this powerful example of love and acceptance.
That's right.
That can have a ripple effect throughout society.
But it's also important to acknowledge,
yeah,
that there are unique challenges,
like,
faced,
yeah,
by advocates for LGBTQ plus rights within religious circles.
Right.
And Kristen is no exception here.
Of course.
There can be significant backlash,
mm-hmm,
from individuals and groups who adhere to more traditional beliefs,
right,
about sexuality,
yeah,
often based on specific interpretations of religious texts.
Earth.
And this can create a really difficult,
yeah,
even hostile environment for advocates.
It's a tough spot to be in.
It is, yeah.
You know, the theological debates surrounding, yeah, faith and sexuality are so complex.
Yeah.
And often deeply personal.
Absolutely.
And there are widely differing interpretations of scripture.
That's right.
Some adhering to more literal readings,
mm-hmm,
while others favor more contextual understandings.
Yeah. And these differing interpretations can lead to very contentious discussions.
Yes, they can.
About the morality of same-sex relationships.
Of course. So this puts advocates in a challenging position.
Yes.
Trying to promote love and acceptance,
mm-hmm,
while also respecting the deeply held beliefs of others.
Yeah.
Even when those beliefs conflict,
yeah,
with LGBTQ plus affirmation.
It's a delicate balancing act.
It is. It's a tightrope walk. You know,
yeah,
they're striving to build bridges,
yeah,
and foster understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes any challenge to those traditional beliefs,
yeah,
can be perceived as an attack on faith itself.
And for LGBTQ plus individuals who are also religious,
yeah,
this can create such an internal conflict.
It's a tough situation.
It is.
You know, feeling torn between their identity and their faith,
yeah,
which can lead to isolation within their own religious communities.
That's right.
So advocates like Kristen,
yeah,
really have this dual challenge of,
yeah,
voicing support,
mm-hmm,
and trying to cultivate understanding,
yeah,
within the broader faith community.
That's right.
And that requires a lot of resilience and commitment.
It does.
Despite these challenges.
Yeah.
It's encouraging to see, mm-hmm, the ongoing transformation of LGBTQ plus acceptance.
Yeah.
Within Christianity.
It really is.
While many denominations held very conservative views historically,
yeah,
we are seeing a reassessment,
yes,
as societal norms evolve,
mm-hmm,
and there's this greater willingness to embrace inclusivity.
You're right. The increased visibility,
yep,
of LGBTQ plus individuals and the issues they face,
mm-hmm,
has really compelled many religious groups,
yeah,
to take a closer look at their long-held beliefs.
Right.
You know, as congregations,
yeah,
have more direct experience with LGBTQ plus individuals,
right,
it can challenge some of the more traditional or, sure, exclusionary interpretations of scripture.
That personal connection can make a difference.
It can. And I think, as we've discussed,
yeah,
the role of advocates like Kristen Chenoweth in, mm-hmm, demonstrating that faith and acceptance,
right,
can indeed coexist is really crucial.
Absolutely. We're also seeing more interfaith dialogues and collaborations that are focusing on more compassionate,
yeah,
and inclusive interpretations of religious texts,
yeah,
when it comes to LGBTQ plus individuals.
That's right.
And many faith leaders are now advocating for,
yes,
a theology that really centers on love,
mm-hmm,
acceptance, and understanding,
mm-hmm, yeah,
moving away from strict adherence to traditions
right.
that have historically led to marginalization.
That's right.
And that's a promising sign.
It is. It really does seem like the future of LGBTQ plus acceptance within Christianity is moving mm-hmm. in a positive direction.
Yeah.
Driven by these evolving beliefs mm-hmm. and the tireless work of advocates.
Absolutely.
So while there's still a long way to go.
Oh, for sure.
And challenges to overcome.
Yeah.
The progress that we're seeing suggests
yeah.
that there is potential for real and lasting change
mm-hmm.
in how faith communities approach
right.
LGBTQ plus issues,
mm.
leading to hopefully a more inclusive and loving environment for everyone.
I think so too.
So to kind of bring it all together, we've seen how Kristen Chenoweth really occupies this unique and important space as a person of deep faith
yeah.
who is also this passionate champion
right.
for LGBTQ plus rights.
Yes.
We've highlighted this crucial difference
yeah.
between simply tolerating
mm-hmm.
and truly accepting individuals.
Absolutely.
And we've seen the impact of her advocacy
yes.
on individuals and the wider community.
Yeah.
We've also considered these very real challenges
yeah.
that are faced by those advocating for LGBTQ plus inclusion
right.
within religious contexts.
Yeah.
But we've also acknowledged these
yeah.
hopeful signs that uh-huh. are pointing towards greater acceptance within yeah. Christianity.
That's right.
So to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
Think about the power of individual voices, mm. especially when those voices come from within established communities.
Right.
To shift perspectives on deeply held beliefs.
Yeah.
How might the consistent and compassionate advocacy of individuals,
mm-hmm.
even when facing opposition,
yeah.
contribute to meaningful and lasting change?
That's a great question.
In areas where there's a significant yeah. social or religious tension.
I think we all need to consider
yeah.
the ideas of acceptance and tolerance
mm.
in our own lives and within our own communities.
Yes.
You know, maybe seek out and listen to
yeah.
the stories of individuals who are navigating
mm.
both their faith and their LGBTQ plus identity.
That's right.
To really deepen our understanding
yeah.
and broaden our perspective.
Absolutely.
You might also want to explore the work mm. of faith-based organizations that
yeah.
are promoting LGBTQ plus inclusion.
Yes.
And fostering that dialogue.
It's so important.
It is.